This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening. This is episode 27. 27, yeah. And you're getting just me. This is Laura Heck, and Zach is again being an amazing son and father, and he's spending some time with family. So I'm going to just pick the ball, and I'm gonna roll with it. So interestingly, Zach had sent me an email today, and it was a link to a series of TED Talks. And if you've never heard what a TED Talk is, which I know there are some people out there, because my mother actually asked me, what's a TED Talk? And I just kind of, my jaw hit the floor. Couldn't believe it. But TED Talks are these little mini talks that speakers are giving. And the whole concept is their ideas worth spreading. And they're probably about 20 minutes or less. And TED stands for technology, entertainment, and design. And these talks run the gamut of topics. But the one that Zach sent me was all about getting out of your comfort zone. And I probably couldn't be more happy to listen to this series of TED Talks this morning, because getting out of your comfort zone is really something that I strive to do. I think about it often. I actually have talked about this in the past, about we don't grow unless we're uncomfortable. And I know that being in your comfort zone can be a comfortable, safe place to be in. And oftentimes when we're in relationships, that's really what we're seeking is, and I'll be perfectly honest, when I was with my husband, he proposed when I was 21 years old, if you can believe that. It seems young to me. So we've essentially raised each other. But there was such a sense of relief when he proposed, even though it was 10 months after we had met each other and I had just graduated from undergrad. The relief that I felt was really the sense of like, finally, like I have found my person. I can stop trying so hard. I can stop wearing makeup. I can put on my sweatpants. I can just be in that comfort zone that I was really seeking, the security and comfort of knowing that you're my forever person. And you know, I've been thinking a lot about the idea of being in your comfort zone and how many couples that I'm seeing have such a lack of security in their relationship and such a lack of comfort. And here I am, I'm about to tell you that you really should be seeking to get outside of that comfort zone. That my faulty thinking when I first entered my relationship with my husband was the wrong type of thinking of, oh, now I can sort of settle and get comfortable. Instead, really what I think we need to be striving for in relationships is getting outside of that comfort zone and really pushing yourself and being uncomfortable, getting comfortable with the discomfort. And I will tell you, I have had many couples that have been together for only 5-10 years, and they find themselves really getting stuck in this rut of routine and predictability and comfort. And really, it's almost as if I am trying to shake their relationships up. So I wanted to give a couple of suggestions today about what we can be doing in order to really fall out of a routine and shake ourselves up. So a couple of things that I think are important and some ideas that I have is really about being vulnerable with our partner and not holding back and really allowing ourselves to be in these uncomfortable places and allow our partner to see us being uncomfortable. And I realized the other day that I have had some areas in my life that I have not allowed my husband to see. I haven't been vulnerable with him. And it started, and I recognized this while I was watching a show. And I've been a little emotional. Sometimes I go through these periods of being a little more triggered, and I'm not a very emotional person, but I was watching a commercial or a television show or something, and it's not a highly emotionally charged episode, but I found myself tearing up, and my reaction was not to allow any audible sign that I was actually having any sort of emotion, because I sort of felt ashamed that I was being emotional over this one thing. And it struck me because I, in a lot of ways, find myself to be pretty stinking authentic and try and let my insides show on the outside. And here I was sitting on the couch with my husband and I'm tearing up. And my natural reaction is to just sort of allow some exhale of air and to just kind of have a sob. And I didn't allow that. And I, oh man, I was laying in bed thinking about how I had so missed an opportunity to be authentic and vulnerable with my partner. And instead, I was ashamed of this feeling that I was having because I felt like it wasn't justifiable. It wasn't a truly, you know, sad thing. It was, you know, it might have been something happy, but I felt myself become overcome with emotion. Oh, and so I've just really kind of stuck to this idea of a missed opportunity to be vulnerable and a missed opportunity to feel a discomfort in front of my partner, which really was a disservice. It's just, I was sticking around in that comfort zone when in reality, here I am talking to you saying, let's get out of that comfort zone. And so I wanted to put that out there that I'm aware that I'm guilty. And this is something that I too am working on. But some things that may be able to push you outside of that comfort zone, I have a few ideas of how we can get vulnerable, how we can risk in our relationship and try and break that routine. So probably the first one would be, I want you to write down your daily routine, what that might be. And many of us have a routine. I can just about tell you when every single person on my neighborhood block is going to pull out of their garage and head off to work because I know what their routines are. Everybody has some sort of routine and I do too. So I want you to write down what your daily routine is. And for the next week, I challenge you to scratch off everything from the moment you get home from work until the moment that you go to bed. And I want for you to do something completely and totally different. If you are a family that generally cooks dinner at home and sits around the dinner table and then cleans up, this is my routine, by the way, cleans up, gets the kid in the bath, puts the kid to bed, has like an hour of a show, and we call it touchings, you know, when we lay next to each other and scratch my husband's back and just sort of unwind. I want you to scratch everything off from the moment you get home. And for the next 5 days, try and do something totally different. And some ideas, I always love doing something physical, especially if you've never done it before. So an idea that I had was if I'm going to scratch everything from about 5 until 8 or 9 p.m., what I'm going to do is I'm going to go rock climbing, indoor rock climbing with my husband and my son. He's never done it and I'm pretty sure he can go. And that's what we're going to do. And if we end up grabbing a meal through some sort of fast food, healthy-ish fast food, then that's fine. But we're going to try something different and put ourselves in some kind of a irregular routine and risk it and get uncomfortable. And my son might cry because he feels uncomfortable. He doesn't feel confident on the wall. And I might get irritated because my body's not doing what I want it to do, or I don't feel the same upper body strength that I was hoping. But that's okay because I want to feel uncomfortable. Another thing that you can do is there are some ideas that I had, and I will be really honest and vulnerable with you, is I started off talking about Zach sending me this TED Talk. And I know that in my career, whenever I feel uncomfortable or whenever I feel like I'm getting complacent, I always try to push the boundaries and get uncomfortable because I know that's where the real growth is going to happen. I will come out on the other side experiencing something new and different. And one thing that I did was I actually applied to give a TED Talk here in Salt Lake. And it was one of those things because they don't accept everybody. In fact, I had a girlfriend that said she had applied 3 times before they accepted her to do a TED Talk. So I know that, you know, maybe there's a 10% chance that I might be accepted. And I told a lot of my friends, because if I was to do this in secret, that would be fine. But I actually had to tell my friends, I'm thinking about giving a TED Talk. I'm going to apply, so that they could hold me accountable. And if I am accepted, I'm going to have to prepare to stand up on a stage in front of hundreds of people and will be recorded giving a talk, and it will be out there in the webosphere. And it's a scary place to be at, and it's something I've never done. And there's a lot at stake, which means that I know, because it's scary, that I'm doing the right thing. I'm really kind of leaning into the fire, and I'm getting into that uncomfortable place. And that's where I know the most growth is going to happen for me. And that's what I want for couples to be doing, is to be leaning into some of the hard places and having some of those tough conversations with one another. I've been thinking a lot about the conversations that I avoid in my relationship because they're uncomfortable. And I just had a couple recently that had shared that they also have difficulty talking around social issues because they don't see eye to eye. And I have difficulty, and I've mentioned this before on the podcast, not only talking to my husband, but talking to anyone about politics, because it's an area in my life that I don't feel well versed in. And if I don't feel like I have anything important or...
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame, so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
I would say, educated to say, I avoid the topic. And I know that if I'm avoiding it, then that's where I actually need to lean in. I need to... research. If there's a topic, if there's a politician, if there's a social injustice, something that's happening, I need to research it and get comfortable to the point where I can have those difficult conversations, because it's a disservice to my relationship to leave that part out. I'm a holistic human being. I want my relationship to be holistic. I want it to be well-rounded. And here is an entire big gap where I am avoiding conversation with my partner around politics. It would just, if he was uncomfortable talking about relationships and love and emotions, do you know how big of a gap there would be in our relationship because of the importance that it has in my life? And here I am not even entering into that conversation with my husband because it's uncomfortable for me. So you can hold me accountable. I should probably start doing some research. I've thought about taking some classes at a local community college or reading some books, diving into the news. But if you have any suggestions for me of how to get myself better versed when it comes to politics, that I will take anything that you can give me. So that's the first thing that I gave you, was write down your routine and then scratch out everything from 5 until, or the time that you get home until the time that you go to bed. And I want for you to do something totally different, whatever it might be. And the more uncomfortable you are, the more novel it is to your experience, the better. Another idea is to have surprises. So I've talked about what I call mystery date. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm just going to give you a brief explanation of what a mystery date is. Essentially, you and your partner go out on a date, but one of you is the person taking the other out on the date. And the person who is taking you out is going to be planning the date from beginning to end and is holding the entire thing as a surprise. And you have to prepare. So when you are preparing for this date, you want to think about the weather and you want to pack accordingly. And because your partner has no idea of what's going on, you're going to pack for your partner. So if you're going to go from rock climbing to a nice dinner, you want to pack your partner a change of clothes. And really, your partner, all they need to know is that they're going on a date with you from this time until this time. If you have children, that means that your partner is going to be that you're going to be booking the babysitter. If you need to pay for valet, you're going to have cash on you. You are taking total responsibility for this, and it's a complete and total surprise. So you're going to be finding ways to surprise your partner. This is a new way of entering novelty and into the relationship and getting yourself out of the comfort zone. I've talked about the importance of novelty before and the experience that your body goes through. We release these chemicals in our body that really let us know that we're alive. And I think that that is something that is incredibly important in keeping your relationship fun, energizing, and getting out of the comfort zone is doing some novel activities and telling your body. I mean, when your heart is pounding, it's letting you know that you're alive. What are you doing in your relationship that's getting your heart pounding? A third suggestion is to amp up your sex life. I'm just going to give you probably too much information, but I have never, whatever. You're just going to get a little information. So I decided I wanted to amp up my sex life. And one day my husband and I decided that we were just going to go into the closet, each of us separately, and we were going to put on whatever we possibly could, like the oddest, funniest outfit we possibly could. And inside my closet, I have our Halloween chest. So it's kind of a chest that I keep with all of our Halloween decorations. And I put on a wig and it was just like the weirdest combination of clothing. And then he put on his weird, strange combination of clothing. And it was so funny because we weren't intending to be sexy. We were intending to be silly. And it was just a way of getting out of the comfort zone and having some fun in our sex life. And it was different. And it was a little vulnerable because I'll tell you what my husband wore was really odd. And he would never wear anything like that before. So I'm not even going to tell you what he put on. But it is a mental picture that will always be in my brain. But you can amp up the sex life. If you guys generally go for the same three sex positions, try something new. Pull up a Kama Sutra and take a look at it together and say, let's try these two positions tonight. And if you don't nail it the first time, that's an interesting choice of words there. If it doesn't work well the first time, that's fine. It's just a matter of doing something totally different and have open mind, because your expectations that if you're going to amp up your sex life and you're going to have these light socket, blow your brains orgasms, I wouldn't have the same expectation. I would just go into it with an open mind. Something else that you can do is to try and get out of the routine is do some things that most people aren't very good at. So that would be like singing and dancing and doing improv comedy or joining Toastmasters. These are some activities that there is a very small percentage of human beings that are outstanding. Another percentage of people who are pretty decent at it. I mean, everybody who stands up to do karaoke is not going to be great. And then the majority of us all are probably not very good at singing and dancing and doing improv comedy and giving toasts. But it's going to get your heart pumping and it's going to put you in a place of vulnerability. And if you can put yourself in situations like that with your partner to begin experiencing some new things, I guarantee that you are going to be changing the routine and getting out of the comfort zone with one another. Okay, my last suggestion is to make some new friends. We all know the idea that we are the accumulation of the people we spend the most amount of time with. And I started looking at my group of friends and thinking about what a homogenous group we are. There's not a lot of diversity. There's comfort in being surrounded by human beings that look like me, that act like me, that are in the same sort of socioeconomic status, have the same number of kids. I mean, we're all very, very similar. But that's comfortable. And it would be really great if I began to make new friends. Maybe find somebody that intimidates me and figure out why they might intimidate me and befriend them and get to know their group of friends. It would be great if you were in a group of people where you realize that you didn't have a whole lot in common and that is making you uncomfortable, because the general rule of thumb is that when you look like people and you feel like you have many things in common, it's comfortable to be around. So go interact with human beings that you don't have anything in common with. Go to you know, there's like places, restaurants that we go to. And we go there assuming that the clientele is going to look a lot like us. Go to a biker bar and go feel like you stand out like a sore thumb and talk with people and get uncomfortable. And those are things that can really help you to feel vulnerable and like you're making a risk, and do this with your partner. So those are just a few suggestions, because here I am just thinking about what value we have in our relationships when we are able to break out of the routine and get out of the comfort zone. If you work out, if you lift weights, one of the most important rules of thumb is that you have to break down your muscle in order to build it bigger. Means that when you work out and you feel that soreness, it's the breaking of the muscle and the breaking down. And that's the only way that you're going to get bigger and stronger. And that's what I'm wanting couples to do, is to feel that breaking down of the comfort zone and getting to a place where you can get better and get stronger as a couple. Well, thank you so much for sticking with me. And I hope you enjoyed this solo episode by Miss Laura Heck. If you have any questions, send them to info@fourbetter.us. We love to interact with you, with the listeners. We've had some really great questions come through that have given us some food for thought, so that we've been able to answer your questions within real time. And as always, I'm not sure if you remember this, but we have a Patreon page, and it's a way for us to really keep the lights on and continue doing what we're doing. We have some big plans in the future of building some programs to support you where you need it most. And in order to do that, we need your support. So if you can go to our Patreon page, you can join it by either going directly to patreon.com and finding Marriage Therapy Radio, or you can find it by going to marriagetherapyradio.com. We have a tab at the top. And we're just looking for you to be a patron. $5 a month, $10 a month, $20,000 a month would be amazing. So thank you so much for listening. And again, thank you so much for putting the time and the effort and the energy into making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.